we're going to bring in our mystery guest. But Dave and I and Carrie and Don, we're going to close our eyes. So, Alan, you bring them in. Get them in their position and tell us when they're ready.
Okay.
All right, okay.
Ready?
This is very... All right, so I've got my eyes closed.
I've got my eyes closed as well.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Alan just said that this person has a look on their face which says that they'd rather not be playing this stupid game and that they have better things to do. Which gives me a clue as to who it might be.
And me.
Okay, the guest is now ready at the mic.
Okay. Let me do it. Hello, Mr. Guest.
Oh, good morning, here. Nice to see you. It's absolutely fabulous to be here today.
I know exactly who it is. Oh, Mike, there's only... You can't mistake that.
It's not Simon Cowell, is it?
It's not Simon Cowell. Let's hear more of this great Louis Walsh accent. How are you today, mystery guest?
Oh, I'm in the green. I'm in the pink. I'm absolutely fabulous.
Right. Can I hazard the guess that you're more in the pink than the green?
It's Christopher Biggins! It's the new queen of the jungle!
I'm going to tell her.
Hang on.
I'm getting a hug.
Nice to see you.
Hello, Biggins.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Christopher Biggins.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very disappointed. I thought it was Simon Cowell.
I thought it was Simon Cowell as well.
Did you at any point think it was Simon Cowell?
I did. When you pretended, you let the name slip, and you were obviously acting, but I wasn't sure. But anyway, thank God it's not Louis. I tell you, first of all, oh, look at you.
Look at you.
Well, I tell you, it didn't take you long to put that bloody weight back on, did it?
You bastard.
Oh! Sorry. I apologise, listeners. He means that in a friendly, jokey way. Apologies. How are you?
I'm very well. First of all, I want to thank you and all your listeners, because I know you've been behind me, if you pardon the expression.
Well, for some time
all the way,
now.
Christopher.
No, it's been wonderful. I mean, my brother, who's a great fan of the show, Sean, told me that all the time, so I want to thank everybody.
Well, you know, it was you were very funny in there, and charades was the funniest thing.
And I never ever, after I did that, I thought, well, this won't go out because it's too risque. They won't put it out. But I mean, I couldn't believe that it was.
It was very funny.
Yeah,
Christopher Biggins doing rude. Give us a clue. But very, very funny gag.
Yeah.
You know, there was tea being spat out in every living room across the country when that went out. So, King of the Jungle.
Yes.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Oh, do you know that means you're going to be in those awful Iceland adverts next year
with Scotch eggs and butterfly
Biggins
prawns.
Biggins, we've got a buffet. Get out of the way, you cow. For these sausage rolls.
Mum of the year.
Where's the shampoos? Hey, they might get up. They might, Dom Perignon might sponsor it next
possibly,
year.
Yes, absolutely.
Possibly.
Absolutely.
What's your favourite champagne, Biggins?
I love Cristal.
Oh, I love Cristal.
It's very, very classy.
I don't like champagne.
Do you?
No.
I thought we had a glass of champagne years ago.
We might have done, but let's not talk about that. I needed a drink before. Lauren Perrier, I think, for me.
Yes?
Yeah, if I had to.
Pink or ordinary?
I don't mind.
No?
I don't mind a bit of the pink. You got me going now?
I know.
With the laugh?
With the laugh.
I thought it was very emotional when Christopher won I'm a Celebrity. The good thing is he didn't get too emotional. He didn't cry.
Hmm.
I don't think I ever stopped crying. I mean, it was... I couldn't believe it.
All you did was cry and laugh.
I did.
You laughed for the whole thing, then you won it, then you cried, then you laughed, then you cried again.
It's a wonderful combination, you know. Laughter is free and is the best tonic ever. And a good old cry is not bad.
Do you think laughter is a better tonic than champagne?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I really do. I think if you could laugh, and God, did you have to laugh in there at some of the things that were going on. I have to tell you, it was much harder. Really, really. When you go next year, I'm warning you.
I'm not... I couldn't do it. Never do it. Yes, you could.
Right,
number one, right,
yeah.
I couldn't bear to be hanging out with those people.
Well, that is the worst thing, of course.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'd want to kill them all in the middle of the night. Forget rats, it'd be me strangling them. Secondly, eating all that, not being able to eat proper food, having to live on rations, good for me. Number three, having to do those bush, I'm no good, I'm a girl, I wouldn't be able to eat things and sit in a bath of rats or whatever, no good.
Now, I mean, I'll present it,
but I'm not going in.
Right. Okay, I'll tell them that.
No matter how much money they pay. Which was how much again? How much?
Oh, a fortune.
Oh, was it?
Oh. I think they've already got the presenters sorted for that programme, though.
I'll do the ITV2 show.
Oh, you could take the place of Durden Smith, couldn't you?
Yeah. Why not?
But it is tough. I mean, they walk you every time you go and do a trial. You walk for miles up and down.
Do you really?
Honestly.
Because it looks like you kind of walk around the corner.
Oh, no. It's all done psychologically. You must walk for 45 minutes. And there are these green guys all in mufti and sort of those army things.
Camouflagey things.
And they're all there helping you down because it is tough.
Mm.
And you get there, you're perspiring, you're in a terrible state, and they do it psychologically. And the bloody logs. Every day we have to walk miles for the logs, and then you have to walk uphill with a handful of these. I mean, it was amazing.
I think everybody thinks, so watching it, that actually it's probably easier than the programme makes out.
Oh, no. I mean, that was what was so funny about Malcolm McLaren, because he said it was too sanitised. I mean, he was absolutely scared.
But what was the point in him flying all the way out there to then say no?
He's an idiot. That's why.
That's right, absolutely.
Flies all the way out there, paid for by somebody else, sits in a hotel, and moans he doesn't want to do the show because it's fake, even though he hasn't been in yet.
But then takes about 3 days to then leave the posh hotel also.
But then the interesting thing is, your contract says until you don't get paid a penny until you actually enter the jungle.
Ah.
So he wouldn't have got any money.
Good.
Yeah.
I've noticed Biggins knows every word of that contract.
Been through it.
You can't catch him out. What an amazing life you've had, Biggins.
Oh, God, it's been fantastic.
Do you know what? What I'm pleased about is you're back now, and I think you were pleased to have won because you saw it as some kind of acceptance and love from the British public.
Let me tell you, first of all, when you're in there, you don't know what's going on at all.
Right.
Absolutely no idea. But I have to hand on heart say that I went in because I wanted a pension for the rest of my life.
Right.
Because I thought, you know, if I could get to number four, like David Guest did, then I would be fine. You
right.
know? So that was the main thing. Then when I went past that, the mind goes blank. And when I came out and found out that everybody was behind me again, sorry, the expression, I was so moved and I couldn't believe it. And everywhere I go, I mean, I was telling earlier, I went to Dublin to do the Late Late Show on Friday night. And I cry.
He was a man loved by Britain. But one day, that love went away. But now, the love is back. For Biggins, and we're all behind
him. Sorry, you went to Ireland, go on.
No, and we went to a restaurant after the show, and the restaurant gave me a standing ovation when I went in.
Oh, yeah, because they knew that, hey, that was Christmas come early if you've gone in there. I wasn't all you could eat, you could have bankrupt them.
And I suddenly turned around and I was talking to some people and a man was on his knees kissing my feet.
Good Lord.
I thought, this is really embarrassing.
This is service.
And he stood up and it was Jeremy Irons.
No!
Yes, who I was at drama school with and we had the best evening. I mean,
wow.
It was really, really wonderful. But I mean, it's unreal what's happening. Unreal. Do you know that James Bond, I was told, stayed in every night and voted for me?
Wow.
Unbelievable.
The new James Bond.
The new James Bond.
Well, Daniel Craig.
Yep. Daniel's my man.
Oh, who isn't your man, though? By the way, how is your man?
He's very well. I left him fast asleep in bed, unfortunately.
He didn't come in?
No.
He's a cow.
I know. But he's been wonderful. Do you see that wonderful thing where they said I was a closet heterosexual?
No, I didn't see
and
that.
Then there was Neil did some acting about how, you know, I hope he comes out of it eventually. You know, it was very, very funny. Because I was always touching Gemma's tits. It was...
You and your mouth... He's more.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, can't you say tits?
I'm about to say that. Or a second time. Naughty.
Yeah. Tits is wrong. You can't
Chris.
Really?
No, you can't say that either.
You can't say.
What do you call them then? Bosoms?
I call them anything she tells me to. I call them a dream. She's lovely, isn't she? I quite fancy her.
Well, she's very fanciable. Yeah,
she's fancy.
Yes.
But she, you know, without the makeup, she looks completely different. You know, she, with her hair scrunched up and no makeup. I still would, don't get me wrong. But, you know... But it looks different.
But Jay and her were my children, and I had a little creche for them where they used to play.
He doesn't like me.
Does he not?
No, he doesn't like me.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, because he doesn't like fat, gay people. I don't want to cause trouble, Christopher. But he doesn't. He doesn't like it. No, it's an old guy's way. I'm sure he doesn't care now. No,
right. Oh, of course, when he was with the group, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you were nasty about Five, were you?
Well, he wasn't.
I'd never seen Five.
Well, you didn't miss much. No, they were all right. So, Christopher Biggins, do you remember how we met?
We met at a party, didn't we?
We met at some charity.
Yeah, and then we went for dinner afterwards. And we exchange numbers, and you never ring, you never send flowers, the children ask after you.
I remember.
Can you imagine our children? They'd be gorgeous, wouldn't they?
Oh, wouldn't they?
Phoebe and Alan.
Oh, please. And that'd be the name of one of them. I met Biggins at some do. I was going out with a girl at the time. She said, we're going to do this charity thing. I said, you're on your own. So she goes, oh, come with me. So I went, you know what I'm like, I don't do charity things, stuff. And anyway, so I go along. And we're on a table, and there's Christopher Biggins there, and he makes the night so much more enjoyable. Which he did. I don't want to be there. I'm uncomfortable at things like that. Hello, I'm Christopher. Nice to meet you. And he was very nice. He said, nice to meet you, Chris. And I remember him telling me a story about... he was telling me all about showbiz. And that was when I first, you know... That was my first taste of proper showbiz. I was nearly a young disc jockey on Radio 1, but now... The Biggins had taught me.
You were cutting your teeth in
the
crazy
business.
Want to
know how much Cilla Black played for a conservatory? I know. Do you want to know how much he gets for a pizza porridge rather than how much he got paid originally? I know the answer.
That is fabulous. That's been a wonderful earner for me. It really is amazing. Because
this is true. He gets paid more for porridge when it's repeated than he did for doing it in the first place.
Well, I tell you, in 1974, I was on £90 an episode, and when it's repeated now on BBC One or BBC Two, forget that UK gold. I won't swear, no, I promise, I won't swear.
Tim was going to say,
I get over £1,000.
Wow!
Per episode?
I can't, per episode, I can't tell you what Ronnie Barker's widow gets. It's unbelievable.
Really?
I'll tell you when we're off air, but it's fantastic, because Ronnie deserved it.
It's worth every penny, because the show is genius.
Genius, and still stands up today.
It's very good. And let me ask you this, how much did you get paid for doing Safari Sagudi?
Do you know, I think I was the highest paid children's entertainer. I think I was on £1,000 an episode in those days.
Wow.
Which was unbelievable.
£1,000.
I know.
But that doesn't get shown anymore.
No.
It should do.
We were thinking about bringing it back.
I
like
think
an adult
but
version.
For adults.
Yeah.
Safari Sagudi.
I know. Gillian Tailforth, get her out.
Well, she's probably available, let's be honest. She's sitting at home now looking at the phone going, ring, ring, ring.
You're so wicked.
I'm not.
Safari Sagudi with Gillian Tailforth.
She was on the show.
She was my girl Friday.
Did you, now, you didn't see it. Dave was brought up in Hong Kong, so a lot of TV
I missed
that
a lot of this.
With.
That's why you look like that.
This is it. You see, so you'll have to excuse me.
So explain, for those people who don't know, explain what On Safari was.
On Safari was a kids game show where I was the purveyor of this wonderful jungle, and we had a swamp in it which was disgusting. And by the end of the series, you didn't want to go anywhere near it. And people had to walk across it. We had animals every week, and we had celebrities. It was really good fun, and it was very popular.
It was great.
And I did it at the same time as Rent-A-Ghost, which we were talking about earlier.
Rent-A-Ghost.
Wow. Now, I got a question for you.
Oh, go on.
My friend Sue Nichols, because you were talking
Miss Popoff.
Yes. Miss Popoff. Yep. Now, who was the original Miss Popoff?
Ooh.
This is a very interesting one, this. You won't get it, I'm sure.
Toya.
Who?
Toya.
No, Toya.
No.
Linda LaPlante.
Oh.
She was called Linda Marshall, and she was an actress, and before she became a writer, and she was the original Miss Popoff.
Well, there you go.
Didn't know that.
And she goes to all these grand talks about television, and they, you know, she's there because she's the famous writer, and the first question is, what was it like doing Rent-A-Ghost? And she goes mad, because she wants to sort of forget it.
The only bad thing about that is Rent-A-Ghost got very silly in the end.
Silly?
It got too silly.
It was... mad.
It got too silly.
Jeremy Swan, the producer-director, was the funniest man I ever know. I've never known, and he was...
Well, funnier than me?
Oh, I'm afraid so,
please.
Chris. I'm afraid.
I don't think so. Well, I beg to differ.
That's a very funny shirt, by the way.
How rude. Safari Sagudi?
Safari Sagudi.
Hey, listen, I tell you what they've got to do.
Yeah?
They have to make... You know how David Guest, you mentioned him earlier?
Yes.
They did the TV show about him, following him around.
Wasn't that...
Boring. Now, are they going to do that with you?
Oh, certainly not.
Now, what?
Well,
this would be prime time television, following Biggins and Neil around. I'd tell you, I'd watch it every week.
Would you?
Oh, are you serious? Do you remember there was a BBC show called The Entertainers?
Oh, yes.
And it took a load of old... classic terms. But it had a real mixture of showbiz types, you know, good and bad.
Yeah.
And the
Bernie Clifton.
Oh, God love him.
Oh, and as a hatter.
Keith Harrison, Orville.
Yeah.
Tony Blackburn was on it.
Yeah.
Leo Sayer.
Leo, dear.
and Christopher Biggins.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious. The ones with Ewan were hilarious.
We were very lucky. We had a very good camera girl, producer, director, all in one.
Because the what happened was, they obviously said, we're making a show about entertainers.
Yeah.
Bernie Clifton. We'd like to send someone to follow you around for a bit, getting a glimpse into your life, what you're up to these days. It'd be brilliant to show people what you're doing. You're obviously still working hard. And we'd like to show everybody. Oh, I'll do that. So they send some sarky little git with a camera. They did. Bernie, what are you doing tonight? Well, I'm playing in the theatre tonight. It's not very big, is it, Bernie? And be like that. I beg your pardon. And it was. And they just send sarky people out. But you... just, whoever filmed you, they just laughed all the time.
She was fantastic. She was a great girl. But I mean, it was good fun. Actually, I really did enjoy that program.
Biggins getting ready to go out. Neil, Neil, I'm coming. And he minces up like that. Christopher, we've got to go. Hang on, my darling. Right. It's just champagne. What do you mean he's Scottish? Of course, they can tell by that brilliant impression.
Actually, it's very good.
Christopher, my darling, now have you run the bath? Where are the strawberries? Oh, champagne. It was hilarious. They've got to do it. Anybody now, ITV, listening, just do the deal today.
Yeah, do the deal today, exactly.
6 half-hours. It'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
In fact, no, 6 hours. 6 times 60 minutes. I'd watch it. You do it, I'll be the voiceover.
Okay, you're on.
Biggins is going to a charity dinner.
But David Guest was dreary, wasn't it, didn't you think?
He's because, well, no one knows what's going on. The guy lies so much, who knows what he's doing?
I know, I mean, and he was terrible to my friend Liza Minnelli.
Well, it's good that you should talk about him, he's on the line now. Hello, David Guest.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, that was it.
Say hello to Christopher Biggins.
Hello.
So you're friends with Liza? Is there anybody you're not friends with?
There are a few.
Joan Collins, you're friends with Joan.
Joan Collins, absolutely.
That's about it.
Who else?
Everybody knows. Biggins knows. Biggins knows everybody. Yeah.
I know so many secrets. Wait till my book comes out.
We've got to write one first.
We've got to write one, exactly.
Have you got a deal? You've got a book deal?
We've got 4 people who are...
I can put you in touch with somebody.
Oh, can you? Oh, yes. Good.
I'm an author myself.
Of course you are. I've forgotten, yes. It's very good.
Thank you.
Will you sign? I should have bought my copy in. You could have signed it.
You got
600 in the corner, I see.
How rude.
He's got another 3,200 in his garage.
I've got a lock-up in Bermondsey. You don't get into the top 10 without buying a truckload. I'm not daft. Sail our return.
Did you ever read Rupert Everett's?
No.
A really brilliant book.
It's not as good as mine.
But you know, I found it down in Brighton for £1.25.
Oh?
It was unbelievable.
That's a bargain, isn't it?
Hardback or paperback?
Hardback.
Oh, dear. Obviously not done very well.
But it's a very good book.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lockup in Bermondsey next to mine. I saw him there the other day. I wondered what was in there. So what's next? Now that you've won the jungle, what are you going to do?
Well, we're talking to various people, various TV companies and producers and what have you, and, it'd be nice to get a show. I'd like to do a really good, old-fashioned entertainment show. You know, bring back variety.
Well, with you, it's going to be old-fashioned.
No more old-fashioned than me. No, I think it would be really great, to have...
The Biggins show.
Yeah, on Saturday night or whenever, big orchestra.
Band, you come down the stairs.
Absolutely.
Well, let's make it easier for you. Let's put you in a lift.
A stanner. Yeah.
Do you get carried on by 12, 14 men? Plunging down. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Biggins show. Little monologue at the top.
Yeah, exactly.
Introduce the band.
Yeah.
Sit in your comfy chair.
Nice guests.
Yeah.
An audience game,
nice.
We get the public in to...
I like it.
Yeah.
I like
really
it.
Good.
It's going to be a big hit.
There's something I'd like...
Get all your showbiz pals on.
Absolutely. Get you on, Moyles.
I'll be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll do it.
Yeah, great. Oh, dear, you're right. Do you want some water?
Something to chew on. Now, what time do you have to go? What time is he staying?
Well, we've got Joe Wiley after TV.
Forget
yes.
Joe Wiley.
No, let's not
here.
Forget Joe Wiley.
Do you want to stay? Stay
yes,
for a while.
Yes, absolutely.
Hang out.
Absolutely.
Just hang out with the boys and the girls.
With the boys and the girls.
It's our car. Sarah, put the car back.
Are we paying for his car?
Yes, you are.
Don't worry.
Very nice car, by the way.
Really? Can't be BBC Transport, then.
I got that wrong.
I thought it was going to be... Usually the BBC sends you one of those... the taxi...
You're looking if they turn up?
They thought it was picking up Simon Cowell, that's why.
Yeah, I was going to wear a pair of trousers up to here, but I couldn't get any.
You don't need to do that. How much weight did you lose in the jungle?
2 stone.
2 stone.
And wow. Everything came down. My cholesterol came down. I have a very mild diabetes. That came down. The doctor said at the end of it, you've lost 20 years somewhere in here, in this jungle. It was, and you know, I slept really, really well in that treehouse.
Do you mean you gained 20 years?
No, I lost 20 years. So I went in 59, came out 39. Okay.
How old are you?
59.
Give over.
Next Saturday.
Give over. Are you having a party?
Nope. I'm going. Funny enough, I'm going. Shirley Bassey was 70, and she's having a party, so I'm going to that.
Oh, you cheapskate. You
I know. I'm so cheap.
You won't put a do on, will you?
No, you can come to my 60th next year.
Is there a pay bar? I bet you it's tight as old Biggins. I bet you. Are you a generous man?
I think I'm very generous.
What would you call yourself out of these three? Generous, cautious, or tight?
Generous.
Really?
Without any doubt.
Hang on, Neil's on the phone. Hello? he says cautious. He's careful with his money. You're not going to have a party? Have a party.
No, two girlfriends.
Iceland will cater it for you. Little sausages on sticks.
Do you think she's on her way out, by the way? It's interesting that the Nolan girl's in that. I think she's going to take over.
Who? Kerry?
Yeah.
And I don't get me started on her.
I think she must be on the way out, because it's very interesting how they're doing psychologically that thing of bringing in the Nolan girl, and I think she's going to take over.
Oh, I don't know.
I won't talk about her, I'm sorry.
I've
upset him now, listeners. Oh, he's crying. Oh, my God, this is embarrassing.
Do you know what?
Did you have an affair with her?
Oh please. Oh. An eclair, maybe, but not an affair. Mum of the year.
Oh, my ass.
She's Mum of the year. I'm Slimmer of the year.
You're looking good, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Thank you.
Is there a secret to your looks?
Yes.
What's that?
I don't work for a living. Biggins. It's Biggins. I could hang out with Biggins all day.
We will. We'll do dinner.
Let's do dinner. Yeah, I'll come around the house.
Because I met the new woman.
You did meet her. No, did you?
No, I met the old one.
Oh, and you met the new... Well, I think you might have met the new one.
Have I?
Yeah.
Where?
The last time I said... This is so show... Dave, stop laughing.
Doesn't it feel like we're interrupting something?
The last time I saw you...
She's left, by the way. The
weather... Carrie.
Bored to tears.
She does a spot.
Oh, my God. She's taking all her clothes off. I can't believe it.
Carrie.
She'll
be there for hours. Listen, no. So I saw you. We went... I was at the Ivy.
Yes.
And with dinner with John Culshaw.
Oh, that's right.
And we said
she
hello.
Was there, yes.
She was there.
Right, I didn't really say hello to properly. Oh,
right,
yeah, okay.
You were very rude.
That was very rude.
No, I think you did. You said, hello. Like that.
Terrible impression.
But we've only met a few times. We've only met a couple of times.
I know.
But you know what? From now on, I think we can be true
absolutely,
friends.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. We're going to the Ivy.
But only though if you get the ITP special.
Yes, exactly.
If you don't, then I'm not.
No, I know. I wouldn't talk
and
to you.
And then when next year's winner wins I'm a Celebrity, I'll drop you like a stone. Or 2 stone.
Or 2 stone.
Well, hang around for a while.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Christopher Biggins.
Yay!
If you have any questions for the Biggins, by the way, why not send them in 81199 and start your text with Dear Christopher, because that's what he likes to be called. King of the jungle, Queen of the jungle. Semi Charmed Live from Third Eye Blind. You won't believe the story we're saying. Mm. So anyway, what? What? Biggins was telling us a great story.
Yeah, off air, great story.
Tell us later.
That's almost as bad
goodness.
As boobs.
And Gemma Atkinson, who'd have thought?
I know.
Wow.
Does she give over?
Well.
Sorry. Oh, God.
He's not.
I'm only here for a day.
I don't do radio
like
much.
I wonder why.
Is this a day job for you?
Well, I do the day shift. Rachel's away today, so I'm filling in for this morning.
Oh, I see. That's why you're so
dodged this bullet, yes. She saw you coming.
Let me do some text messages. Oh, first of all, great record, Dave. Seamlessly.
Thank you very much. Yes, seamless it was.
Okay, good. Right, so no problems. Dear Christopher Biggins, I met you back in 1999 at a Rocky Horror Show convention. I asked you if you'd ever wore fishnets, so you took your trousers down and said you definitely had the legs for them, said Andrew. Andrea. Here's another one. Dear Christopher, where do you get your large print shirts from? We're going on holiday to Malaysia and my husband Terry needs to spice up his travel wardrobe, says Linda in Cumbria.
Florida.
There you go.
Yeah, in South Beach.
That's
a
Miami, sir.
Posh part of Miami.
Dear Christopher, do you remember many years ago in Panto in Brighton, you hit a little girl in the eye with a bread roll? That was me, Charlotte from Worthing. P.S. My eye is fine, by the way.
You know now, it's so PC this year that they're forbidding people to throw out sweets into the audience because people are going... I mean, what is this world coming to?
James will go next.
They will. They'll James go will go. No, we can't have men dressing up as women. It's disgusting.
It's too confusing for the children.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Dear Christopher, you made me laugh so much in the jungle. You are a star. Everybody should have a Biggins at home. Thank you so much. Love, Sue.
Ah, isn't that nice?
We have written some lovely text messages to make it sound like you're popular.
Barbara Windsor, you know, she actually said in her book that every contract that she signed should have a Biggins in it, which I thought was really, really nice thing to do. She's gorgeous. Do you
Biggins
know Barbara?
Biggins means a big load of money. Barbara Windsor came on the show once to plug her DVD, and God love her. It was early in the morning. She said, I hope everybody goes out and gets my VD. And we said, you mean DVD, Barbara? And she goes, what did I say? What did I say?
My VD.
Her VD.
She was lovely, though, wasn't she?
She was very...
Oh, she's a trooper.
Mm. She remembered meeting me. I met her. In fact, we never met. There was an altercation once, and she was there. And she remembered, she went, that was the time we met. Well, yeah. We didn't meet, but, you know... When someone was trying to kick your head in, Chris, do you remember?
And that's about it.
Thanks for jumping in, Barbara. She saved my bacon. Anyway, right, let's do. We're going to do Heart Up. We're going to speak to Joan Wiley in a second. Just pretend you know who she is.
We put up. Joan's going to talk to us after the seg.
Oh, we're not going to do it now.
Well, it's confusing with.
Yes, I know.
Well, with Biggins. Well, you're not going to tell the two apart.
Very similar.
One woman, one man.
They're going to McFly's house today, you know, could get ready.
Biggins wants to talk about McFly. He loves McFly.
They're fantastic. I met them the other morning on this morning with Fern. And they are terrific. A, I was impressed they sang live. Mm. B, they're the nicest guys in the world. Really, really good. And so they're coming on after, are they?
Yes, they are. Joe Wiley at 10.
All right, I wonder what the house is like.
Well, you'll find out later on this morning. He's good, isn't he?
He's very good.
Right, it's half time on the show. It's a bit where Dave always says...
Let's get ready to
fantastic,
Thank
Dave.
You very
I,
much.
Honestly, listeners, if you could see what I've just seen, wow. Was unbelievable. Mm. How you did that.
It's all lung power, Chris.
Yeah, you've got some good pair of lungs on
good
you.
Good lungs on me.
Yeah.
So have I.
You have.
So, yeah. Christopher Biggins is here. King of the jungle. He won
I'm King of the Stories as well.
King of the Stories. Mm. Mr. Showbiz. Everybody loves him. Soon to be hosting the Christopher Biggins Show, a brand new Saturday night show for ITV.
Quite right.
Parky's leaving. There's a gap in the schedule.
Yeah, no, I don't want... I think it's very dangerous, that whole chat show business. There's so many of them out there doing it, you know, and I think...
Entertainment, we call it, not chat show.
No, entertainment. I'd much rather do the whole thing as a sort of, you know...
And while he's having meetings and getting that show ready, they're going to make a fly-on-the-wall documentary about him.
Yeah.
Called... Biggins, that's all they need to call it.
Yeah.
660 minutes for ITV.
Yeah.
And then you can have your big entertainment show.
Yeah, how right. Okay, perfect. I go with that.
If anyone's listening, if you do the deal with Biggins,
yeah.
All I ask for is 1%.
Yeah.
And merchandise rights.
Absolutely. Where should I sign?
What?
Where should I sign?
I'll tell you later.
You wanted the voiceover contract as well, didn't you?
Sign at the bottom.
Yeah.
What?
Didn't you want the voiceover contract as well?
Do you know, Brian,
ladies and gentlemen, live from his palatial home somewhere in London, it's Biggins!
Oh, hello!
Hello, darlings! And tonight, my first guest is Chris Miles!
Hello!
Hello,
we can have
darling.
A man in hot pants.
Yeah.
With a big, muscly body with a tray of champagne on it.
Yeah. Oh, you've got it all. You should be a producer.
Yeah, I produced the show.
Yeah, fantastic.
They're really ITV good. Listening now. They're all sitting around. Scratching their beards. And the men.
Yeah.
And they're thinking, we should do the show. We should do the show. Mark Wagman right now at ITV, Dave.
Mark who?
He's papping himself. He's thinking, this is genius. I'm telling you. Duncan at ITV now said, we've got to do this. This is brilliant. Can I phone to Biggins' agent now? Biggest agent. She's an old Jewish woman. Hello? You know, like Joey and Fred.
Leslie Duff is not an old Jewish
woman. Leslie Duff?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
She was going to call the management Duff Management, but no. Someone said not a good idea.
Not a great idea.
So she's with Gene Diamond, Diamond Management.
So when you go and see her agent,
yeah.
You go up the Duff?
I go up the...
Oh! The Duff, you see? Well, it doesn't matter. So, Christopher Biggins, star and winner of I'm a Celebrity this year, who was also in the classic BBC sitcom Porridge with Ronnie Barker. He was in Rent-A-Ghost, classic show. Safari So Goody. He was in some little independent movie that was never a big hit called The Rocky Horror Picture Show. And theatre-wise, Joseph, Jesus Christ Superstar, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, I love doing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. God, that was fantastic.
Countless pantos when the work was drying up.
Yeah.
But now, look at him.
The future's bright, the future's Biggins.
Co-host on Surprise Surprise.
Yes, do Scylla.
Give me a job. Scylla, I'm sick of bloody panto. Give me a job, please, Scylla. Please, Scylla, I'm going mad. Give me a job.
You go on about pantomime, you know, and it could, but I do love doing pantomime.
It's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it's tough. 2 shows a day, 6 days a week, and I can't tell you how thrilled I'm not to be doing it this year. I'm going to go and visit friends.
Are you going to go to a panto? We're going to go to a panto, I think. Do you fancy that, by the way?
Yeah, we could. We could go and see...
Should we go to a panto?
Yeah, I'm going to go and see Leslie Joseph in Cardiff, which would be lovely. We should go... That'd be fun.
Hang on, give us more options.
Warwick Davis, he's in panto.
Little Warwick. He's doing it with Ross Kemp.
He's in Jack and the Beanstalk.
Mm. No.
Sure he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Brian Connolly, I think, is doing High Wycombe.
Is he?
Yeah.
I know the Fonz is doing Woking.
Is he?
Yeah.
When I leave here, I'm doing a piece for The Sun, the Biggins Roundup of pantomimes.
Brilliant.
So, they are. So,
Please, God.
Oh, God.
Tell you what, Dave is worse than you.
For what?
For not getting out of bed unless he gets paid. Not you're like. Safari Security.
Safari Security.
I'll get you some tapes of it.
Biggins, yeah, no, do, please, DVDs.
Yeah.
No, I apologise for my ignorance on some of your work, but I wasn't here.
No, and of course you weren't born when I was doing the classics like I, Claudius and Polder.
Probably not.
He never did. He just makes it up to make himself seem like a professional actor.
I am, darling. I'm a very professional actor.
So you're not doing panto this year, so let me try and work out. I would say that's probably the first time you haven't done panto in 38 years.
Ha! God, you're psychic.
Is that true?
That is absolutely true. I can't believe it. And you didn't look at anything. You didn't look at any notes.
Except
or anything.
These.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? Are those notes?
Yeah, yes. These are notes that you wrote down beforehand. And
will you please say this?
Biggins was eventually voted the winner of I'm Celebrity because of his hilarious personality and good looks.
Yeah.
And everybody loves him.
I know.
Women want to be him. Men want to be him.
Everybody wants to be him.
Women want to sleep with him. Men want to sleep with him. Everybody wants him. It's Biggins.
Yeah. At Dublin Airport the weekend, this woman came up. She's, what I like about you, Christopher...
Well, she's from Pakistan.
She was from... is that you've married a man and you've married a woman. I love you for that.
Oh.
I thought it was great.
Hang on a second.
Oh.
You married a man?
Yes, we had a civil partnership.
You're gay?
I'm afraid this is going to come a terrible
Biggins!
Blow.
I thought it was a thespian thing.
No.
I thought you were a thespian.
No, I am a thespian, but and I know lots of thespians.
Right.
Look, the producer's looking a little odd.
I'm all right with that one.
Yeah, you're... That's no, okay. But it's, if we drop
are
the...
You, are you all right with that, Alan? He's married to a man.
It was the female.
But he
one
was married to a woman.
Yeah, that's not right. Joe Wiley's ready on the line. So
he wasn't married to Joe Wiley, was he? Were you married to Joe Wiley, Biggins?
It was a fabulous 4 years.
Wow.
I can't tell. The children are gorgeous.
Oh. Do you know, I've always looked at her children and thought...
They look like Christopher Biggins.
I've looked at India and thought, you have a look of Biggins about you.
Oh, that was my idea to call her India.
Oh, that's nice.
We were going to call her Pakistan, but...
Well, you can do the voice.
You kind of get the feeling this could go on all day.
Yeah, I know.
Clearly
what time does the show finish? Midday?
Well, about 9:30 possibly at this rate.
Do you know, I hope they do... Honestly, I hope... If they did a fly on the wall documentary about it, I'd watch it every week. I think it would be hilarious. They've got to do it. They've got to do it. And then the Biggins show.
Yeah.
Live on tape from London, Christopher Biggins!
Hooray! break. Applause.
And now it's time for the champagne moment, where Biggins just sits down and drinks champagne for 3 minutes. See you after the break.
Riveting stuff.
Comes back.
Welcome back. Do you drink anything else but champagne?
I love vodka martinis.
No.
I once... this
beer.
Year...
Have you ever had beer?
Oh, don't be silly. How horrible.
Beer. Bitter? I've had a pint of bitter.
Is he allowed to say that on air?
I don't know.
I tell you what I do
You've
like.
Never had a hand-pulled?
A what?
A pint of hand-pulled.
No. Oh, the producer's looking very odd now.
I think you'd love a pint of smooth.
I tell you what I do like. If you're in Ireland, a right. pint of Guinness.
Right.
Only to be drunk in Ireland.
It doesn't travel well.
Especially in Belfast. Fantastic.
Right. It doesn't travel well. That's what they say.
That's what they say.
Woo-woos. Have you ever had a woo-woo?
A what?
A woo-woo.
No, I've never had
Brilliant.
A woo-woo.
Alan, really? Vodka, peach schnapps, and cranberry juice.
Oh,
really?
Nice. The sea breeze is very nice, too. That's grapefruit juice, cranberry, and vodka. That's very
Slippery
nice.
Slippery nipple?
A what?
A slippery nipple?
No, funnily
it's
enough.
It's Sambuca and Baileys.
Can we say that?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a drink.
Oh, how interesting. What was the drink we were talking about in...
Caprina.
Caprina.
Yeah.
Yes, that's wonderful. In South America.
Oh?
Very nice. I had some interesting moments.
Have you ever had a cup of tea?
I love a cup of tea.
I bet you don't like coffee.
I do like coffee.
Oh, you do like coffee.
Yeah, well, we have decaffeinated in our house. Decaffeinated beans, which are decaffeinated by spring water.
Can you imagine staying at Biggins' house and waking up the next morning? He's like this. Darling, what would you like? Tea, coffee, Cristal, anything you want. It's not a problem. Neil, I'm coming. Christopher, I was on the toilet. You're such an embarrassment. What? It's fine now, Neil. I've sorted it myself. He was so funny. You came out king of the jungle, and there you are, proud, and you walk across that walkway, and the fireworks are going off, and there's Neil itching to get to you. You're like that. Mind the face. Cameras.
He's been great. He's really had a ball. It's been fantastic for him.
How many years you've been together?
14 years.
14 years.
Yeah. Man and boy.
And is he happy?
I think so.
He's got a job looking after you.
Oh, he does. I mean, poor boy.
And he does look after you.
He does. He's terrific. We're doing the tree today. The Christmas tree.
Really?
Yeah, we're dressing
up. So that means he'll go out, buy it.
No, we're having it up. We've got a great friend called Chris Price, who's our florist, and he's delivering it.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then we get all the baubles down from the loft.
Who dresses the tree?
We both do. We
really?
Both do. Yeah, I do. One little bauble here, another bauble there.
Little bauble here, glass of champagne there. A bit of tinsel here, a glass of champagne there. Oh, Neil, you finished it. Marvellous.
Oh, dear.
So you did that quick. Christopher, I've been up this tree for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Really, I hadn't noticed it. Another bottle?
And then we fight to be the fairy on the top, too.
Oh,
God, that's...
Who goes on top?
Well, I try.
Do you have a fairy on the top of your tree?
Of course we do.
Does it have a face of anybody on?
We're very traditional.
Put a face of me on the
tree. I think I might take one of those cards at the front of Radio 1 and put your face on. Yeah,
I'd love to be the fairy on your tree.
I think it would be very nice. Be a talking point.
I'd be watching you like this. Sorry, Alex, what?
So much.
It's great, isn't it?
Yes.
The listeners are loving Biggins, by the way.
They are loving Biggins. We love Biggins.
Watch this.
We just have to...
Watch this, Alan. If you're loving Biggins, can you just text in, I love Biggins, to 8999. So, and we'll see how many text messages...
Do you know the meeting I'm going to have after this show?
Ah, screw the bosses. We saved their bloody radio station. Now, we've had that many text messages today.
Yes. Right?
You watch that number.
Rocket.
Fly through the roof. Right. If you love Biggins, text in, I love Biggins... to 8199. We've had one text. It says, I love Biggins. P.S. We've run out of milk. Love, Neil. So text in now, 8199. And then when management are telling you off because we didn't play enough records.
And haven't spoken to Joe Wiley.
Well, forget that. We'll talk to you in a minute. Then you can say, yes, but look how many text messages we've got saying, I love Biggins. Loving the show. Brilliant.
He's not convinced.
He will be.
I'll be fine. Don't worry.
He knows his place.
All right, okay.
If it wasn't for us, he'd be working on the show with some nasty disc jockey.
I know.
Him.
It's true.
Yeah.
Not like me. Treating him well.
Give great hugs as well.
Do you think Alan looks like a sailor in that top today?
Yeah, he does a little bit like a sailor. You give great hugs, did you say?
Chris does.
Oh, Chris does. Yeah. Oh, I'm a big see. Hugger. Right. A big hugger. I know, I like hugs.
I do. Oh, I'm good on
I think that's the thing, a big man's thing, hugs, don't you think?
Men are very good at hugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Good Lord. 81199, if you want to text in, show your love for Biggins.
Good or bad?
We've had 2,500 text messages already.
That's
we haven't
good,
even finished the link. We have.
You're not serious.
Yeah. Serious. 81199 texted, I love Biggins. And then we will, there you go.
I don't believe it.
Watch. Let's see there, that I've highlighted the number there somewhere. Look at that.
Bloody hell.
Oh, sorry.
Language.
Sorry. That is unbelievable.
Oh, this is just the beginning, Christopher Biggins. They will be flooded in. A lot of our listeners are drunk. They're trying to claw their way across the floor to their mobile. Do you know, they're listening wherever they are.
Any from Christelle? A case of Christelle wouldn't go amiss this Christmas.
Do you know what? I'm sure they will. If anybody's listening, yeah. who'd like to send a crate of Christelle to Christopher yeah. Biggins.
Or anything,
send
really.
It via Radio 1.
Yeah.
Alan the Chris Flair yeah. Show.
10%.
Alan will be on the phone. Christopher, we've had a bottle of Christelle delivered. Alan, it was a crate. Shut your face. A bottle of Christelle, half opened with a straw.
Oh, hello. She's back. The traffic news must be coming.
Oh! It's the sport.
How was your show? Oh, it's sport. Is it your sport?
Do you know what? I used to like you.
Oh, I didn't know you were a sport. You look more traffic. In that outfit.
Is that what you're saying? Look like the back end of a bus? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, I say that.
Are you saying...
Actually, listener, she's very pretty. She's very gorgeous. She's
Christopher Biggins, sort of are you saying that sport. Carrie doesn't look sporty?
No, well, I didn't think, you know... I do apologise, but sport's your thing, is it?
Yes.
Do you go out with the sportsman? Do you... If you
army.
A sportsman lover or anything like that?
My boyfriend's in the army.
No.
Yeah, but he does do a lot of sport.
Does he? I'm sure he does.
He's got
someone
it.
Like you. Oh, how old dear. Is he?
Chris, he's you can 30. Play a song at any point.
Are
right
you
now.
Kidding? Yeah. I'm loving this.
He's got a tank in his
Biggins
back garden.
Is grilling you know, Carrie.
I think I've seen his tank.
Oh. Hang on a second. If we're going to do it, let's do it properly. Hang on.
Anyway, do you want to sit down?
No, you're fine.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we just had an extra 1,000 text messages during that bit alone. Of people saying, I love Biggins to 81199.
You and Carrie, traffic.
Yes.
Wow.
What's it like out there, Carrie, by the way, traffic-wise?
It's busy.
There's tanks everywhere. No, seriously, her fella is a train killer.
Well, really?
He drives tanks. But
is he abroad at the moment, or is he here?
No, he's here.
He's here? Oh, good. Yeah. That's why she's got a smile on her face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see his tank this morning?
The
weekend. Oh dear.
Sorry.
Please. That's quite a big tank.
Why is the producer collapsed on the floor and frothing?
Combat rage.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what? I think we put his car back to 10.
I'm
making Biggin stay.
McFly.
Will you stay till the end of the show?
Ooh.
Good. He's staying until 10
Absolutely.
O'clock.
Absolutely.
Christopher Biggins. Do you know what? I knew if we worked this interview well, we could make it last longer than I previously planned. That wasn't a pun.
Do you think Simon Cowell would still be here?
No.
Not at all.
I don't think Simon Cowell would turn up in the first place. I told you, he said the other day, went, do I have to come in live? I said, it's a breakfast show, you pelican. Yes, you do. Oh, I don't do mornings. So if 8 million listeners, you will.
Do you know Simon?
As well as you can know Simon.
But I like him, you know. He's a very nice man.
I like him too.
Yeah. He's got something about him. And yeah. Louis, I adore Louis.
Louis's horrible.
No, he's not. He's gorgeous.
Louis's a liar.
A liar?
Oh, he's such a liar, Lou Walsh. His wife was on the phone to me crying the other day.
Wife?
Yeah. His wife and kids. You know, he doesn't give them a penny. It's terrible. Anyway.
Yes.
81199. We're going to keep the text going. 81199. I love Biggins because I want Biggins to see the love from the Radio 1 audience. Over 5,000 text messages.
You're not serious.
I'm serious.
I can't believe it.
Over 5,000. I know, neither can I.
You're jealous, aren't you?
No, I've got 8 million listeners. Anyway. Christopher Biggins is here, and he's now going to stay to the end of the show. Right, we're going to do some news, and I'm going to play a record, and I'm going to talk to Joe Wiley.
In new music, we trust on Radio 1.
Saying hello, Colin Murray, Top Stars. Right. Biggins is going to stay till the end of the show. There's half an hour left, and Joe Wiley's live at 10.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is Radio 1.
If you've enjoyed the last hour, half hour of radio, texting I Love Biggins to 81199, we want to send him away with a smile on his face. You've got to appreciate, by the way, for Biggins to do the show with no appearance fee, that's a lot of love. He doesn't get a penny for being on this morning.
It's a first.
He don't want your money, honey. He just wants your love. He'd like both, but it's the BBC. So 81199, text in I Love Biggins. Right.
And just to let you know, it's a little bit busy clockwise on the M25. There's a couple of hold-ups on the M6 northbound.
The weather's going to be wet and windy. That will gradually die away, though, later on. Plenty of sunshine in the west and spreading to the east later on. Just gone 9:35.
Thank you very much, Dominic, for the news. Carrie, for the travel news.
That's quite all right.
And thank you to the thousands of text messages that are coming today saying, I love Biggins. Thousands, Biggins, including, on my mobile, Fern Cotton. You know,
really?
The lovely Fern,
yes.
Cotton? I bloody love Biggins, she's put. And Andy Peters.
No!
To be honest, though, Biggins, you know, he just wants a mention. That's all.
Oh, I love Andy.
That's his ego. Mention me. So Biggins is here, and we had to play a record and then speak to Joe Wiley, because Sam, Joe Wiley's producer, is spitting feathers because we're late.
Joe Wiley, do we have to speak to her?
Yes, we do.
All right, okay.
Because she's at McFly's house.
Oh, McFly.
That's right. She's at Tom's house. From
yeah, Tom.
McFly.
Tom McFly.
Tom McFly.
Funny surname, isn't it?
I know. Oh, they're all related as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a record and then chat with Joe, who's at Tom's house.
Tom.
Yeah, from Tom McFly.
McFly.
And we're going to play Girls Aloud.
I know.
Oh, I love Girls Aloud.
Yeah, I knew you would. Oh, gorgeous.
I'd love to be in
What
Girls
do you think
Aloud.
Of the Spice Girls?
I think they're all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't mind them.
Yeah.
I think the record was a bit poor that came out. But,
yeah.
You know. But I'm pleased they're back.
Are you going to see them live?
Probably not. No, well yeah, I'd like to. Yeah, I think we are.
All of us, yeah.
I think
we should all go.
Let's go together.
Yeah. Well,
come with us.
That would be a laugh.
Come with us.
Yeah.
Front row seats.
Front row seats.
And I will be sitting behind you. I'm sitting there. Right, it's 9:37. Keep the love coming in for Biggins. He's loving it. 81199. Safari Saguni. Rent a ghost. I know that.
I would love to have pushed her head up and said, get up there, girl. Get up there and get that stuff.
That's right. That was you there, Biggins.
Was it?
There was. And that's Girls Aloud and Call the Shots.
I would love to have pushed her head up and said, get up there, girl.
There you go. That's you. Right, it's 9:41. The Live Lounge Tour starts today with Miss Jo Wiley, and we can speak to Miss Jo Wiley. Good morning, Jo Wiley.
Good morning, Chris Miles.
Good morning,
Jo
Wiley.
Can I just say something?
Yeah?
If any of my children are listening, or any friends of the family, or my children, can I just say that Christopher Biggins is not your father, not the father of my children. Just let's just clear that up now.
No, hang on. To be fair, John, granted, we're not all your children, just one.
Good morning. How are you?
Hello, Chris Ryle. I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
Good to talk to you.
It's nice to. And why don't you let me see India?
Listen, you haven't wanted to see her for the past 14 years, and now you turn up.
Oh, let's not get in. Oh, by the way, Joe, the good thing is, now he's done it, he's one-arm celebrity, all that maintenance money can come back in one go.
Yeah, please, I want to see it.
Oh, India can go to school now. It'd be lovely.
She'll just buy shoes, that's all she'll do with it.
So, Joe, we're all very excited. You're at Tom McFly's house today.
I am. It's a very nice posh place.
Is it new?
I think they've been here a couple of years, but it's quite new. I've just been chasing his kittens around the house. We're just having a look in all different rooms. I opened the door and these two kittens flew out.
That's the rest of the band.
Oh, those big doe eyes. Now, the band are downstairs. It's about three flights downstairs and they're just rehearsing
three
at the moment.
Three flights?
Ooh. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, do you get the feeling this is the house you grew up in, or is this McFly Money House?
It's definitely McFly Money House.
Oh.
It's very, very nice. It's the poshest house I've been to since going to Elton John.
Wow.
There you go, second to Elton John's.
Wow.
But it's lovely. It's really nice. There's a lot of Disney going on here.
Really?
A lot of cuddly toys.
Well, he's only 13, isn't he?
You know, yeah, I guess.
Is he, can they hear us now?
No, I don't think they can. They're
so what room are you in now?
I'm in the landing upstairs. I'll walk in here. This is like a playroom, so there's a load of lightsabers here and like a massive plasma screen.
Nice.
And lots of games. Operation. and kaplunk. Mm. And then going out onto the landing. I feel so bad snooping around.
No, it's fine.
No
it's
one's
fine.
Here. Okay, this is the music room that I'm in at the moment.
Oh.
So I don't think anything's going to work. Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's got a piano, Joe. Mm.
Yeah.
Keyboards, actually. Oh. It's not a proper piano. Yeah, so that's the music room. And
there's a bathroom. Are there drums there?
There are drums downstairs.
Oh, downstairs. Oh, right.
There's two saxophones here.
Oh, lovely.
Go on, have a go, Joe.
Go on, blow.
I'm not touching the saxophones.
Come on, Joe, have a go.
Not going to happen.
Oh. Can you play anything on the piano, Joe?
No.
Nothing at all?
I might be able to do chopsticks.
There, that'll do.
Go on. Do chopsticks. Oh.
Hang on a minute. Right. I haven't got anybody to hold me microphone.
Just put it down on top of the piano, it's fine.
All right, hang on. No, I've forgotten.
Oh,
Joe. I haven't done it for years and years and years.
It doesn't
really
matter.
No, I really, really cannot remember how to do it. I need to practice on my own, not on national radio.
It's the black note, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, do you know what? Yeah. I have no idea. No, I can play Kicking Whistles on the recorder, and that's about it.
Do you know what you do, Joe? Right, choose a key, just choose a note on the piano, and then go to, miss the next one, go to the one after that, miss the one after that, and go to the next one, press all three down together, that's called a chord.
Is it really? Right?
And it'll sound like you can play, and if you just go ding-ding, like that, and go, no, and then walk away, it sounds like you can play, but you just don't want to.
Okay, hang on a minute, let me just see.
All right.
Oh!
Yay!
Yes!
That's Sam.
I see, I'm brilliant.
Wow. Wow, Joe, I take it all back.
Very good.
Thank you.
Wow. It's just like being at Elton John's house, isn't it?
Yeah.
But no, it's a very nice house, and the boys are all very excited. They're all here and happy, and it's all good.
Okay.
They're promising a fry up at 11 o'clock, which I'm particularly looking
forward to. Wow, nice.
And they've got a cover as well. You might... No, I thought they were rehearsing the cover, but they're doing quite a surprising cover a bit later on, too.
What are they doing? Are they sound checking now?
Yeah, at the moment. It's quite funny, because we're in Tom's house, and if you look across, you can see where Danny and Dougie live as well.
They all live in a little McFly village.
Kind of.
It's like Brookside.
Is it?
Kind of.
McFly side. Have you said, by the way, where in the country it is, or are you not saying? Because I genuinely don't know.
No, top secret.
Okay, all right, fine. Okay. So anyway, Joe Wiley, live from Derby this morning. from Smithston Street, number 17.
Biggins, will you be calling India later on to explain yourself?
I will. Don't you worry. I've got a helicopter waiting outside.
Yeah. I'll warn her.
It was either schooling for India or a helicopter for Biggins. Right, Joe, have a great show. I'll be listening all morning. I love the Live Lounge tour, as everyone does, so I'll be listening from 10 o'clock.
Thank you very much. It's going to be fun.
My love to the boys and everybody.
And, okay, and I send my love to India. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I love that song.
Every last second of that.
Oh,
let the music breathe.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Me and Biggins are on the piano doing chopsticks.
That's what you call it.
You know, the irony of that, though, is the fact that we were talking about how we're currently broadcasting in America and Canada, but at the time we were saying that, we weren't broadcasting anywhere.
No, I know.
Because it was just silence.
Oh, dear.
How embarrassing.
It was. If you just switched the radio on, you've missed a hell of a show today. Mr. Christopher Biggins has been with us all morning. King of the Jungle. And Steve Leeds is here. Hi, Steve.
Morning.
There you go. Who's Steve Leeds? Who's he? Google him. Right, so that's it. And then Joe will be on at 10 from Tom McFly's house. And then that's it.
All good?
Yeah.
What a morning.
What a morning it's been.
I've had a ball. Absolutely fantastic.
I'm sure you have, but have you enjoyed yourself today?
And I'm very impressed with you. You know, listeners, he does all his own tweaking, all his own pressing of buttons and fading in and fading out.
Do you know what we should show him?
Oh. But this isn't a slide.
No, I think it's time.
No, what?
I think it's time. I think we should.
After three.
We should show you our special.
Shall I go
surprise.
Down and you go up?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You'll love this.
What?
One, two, three. Oh
my God.
It's a hydraulic desk, Biggins.
That is fantastic.
And the microphone keeps moving away from his mouth.
Oh my God, I love that. That's wonderful.
Oh.
Why'd you have that?
You're going down and I'm going up.
I know.
Mind you, that's showbiz.
Story of my life.
Look at that.
Oh, now people are running in, moving mics up and down.
So there, that's our moving desk.
Well, I'm very, very impressed.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Mr. Biggins, Thank you for coming on the show today.
It's my pleasure. I've had a really good time.
Will you keep us informed? I think you should become a friend of the show.
Mm. Yeah.
And if you're ever up before 10, you should ring in.
Just pop in. So I'll pop in.
We'll pencil you in for June 2010. Hang up before 10 o'clock.
I'll always find time for you, Chris.
If he gets up before Friday, he has a nosebleed. And good luck with the Biggins show.
Thank you.
And good luck with the live show. And the Fly on the Wall documentary, which ITV should commission today.
Very good.
And then the hour-long entertainment Saturday night
show. There'll be a drink in it for you.
Guest galore. Drink. I want cash.
Ring us when you get commissioned, by the way.
I will.
Let us know.
I will, definitely. You'll be the first.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm not your first. Anyway. No. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Christopher Biggins, King of the Jungle. Oh, and by the way, just so you know, it was about 8,000 people texting.
You're not. I can't believe
it.
Fantastic.
8,000 people texting. Well, when I say people, it was Steve through the glass texting 8,000 times. Text for every person who bought the book. Right, it's 8 minutes to ten.
There's Peter Gelderblom waiting for. Very nice record, a very clever use of samples from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The song is awful.
Mm.
It's awful. Or it doesn't make me want to listen to the original. Hey, speaking of bad impressions, by the way, tomorrow should be Borat.
Yes, that's right. I'm going to edit Borat today.
Extensively.
Yeah.
It's a pre-recorded interview with Borat, and it needs to be edited. For Rachel reasons.
Yeah, there's 15 minutes of the interview, and I reckon at the moment I've got about 44 seconds that we can use.
Oh, really?
Without offending anyone.
Well, it's tongue-in-cheek, though, isn't it?
It is tongue-in-cheek, I think. Yeah, you've got to sort of not be too sensitive, I think, when you listen to the interview.
Damn right. Biggins is now in the studio recording for us. Hello, I'm Christopher Biggins.
He was a lively guest, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Hey, isn't he funny?
Mm.
When he thought that Carrie was the travel girl.
Oh, Carrie's face.
Oh, the weather girl first. Yeah. And then it was traffic and travel.
What I like about him is as soon as he realises he's made a mistake, rather than kind of backtrack, he just goes, oh, well, I'll plough straight through.
Yeah. He's very open as well about how much money he earns from the business and stuff as well. I like that because no one usually talks about stuff like that.
Do you know what? He is showbiz. Mm. He's proper old school showbiz.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, very friendly, very professional, very genuine. He'd crucify you if you two were up for the same job.
Yeah.
But, you know, nice.
He's one of the best guests we've ever had, I think.
Top guest.
He told me a story about Cilla Black's free conservatory once. Oh. Next time he's on the show, we'll share.
Well, we'll rate him tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. So, what was... Okay, now, there were three guests this morning.
Yeah.
And only one of them was going to be coming in. We didn't know who it was. Between Biggins, Louis Walsh and Simon Cowell. So it was obviously Biggins today. Then you said this morning, there's another guest on the verge of agreeing a date.
We should, by the end of today, have a yes.
So that would be Louis, right?
I'm not saying who. Why would you say that?
Because Simon Cowell won't come on the show because he's a wuss.
He came on the show when we weren't here, so he can get up that time of morning.
Yeah.
He might be here. Also, can I point out, he has someone in the final. Whereas Louis doesn't.
Right, and we've got 8 million listeners.
So he has more to gain by coming in than Louis does.
Right, just tell Cal to get his ass in here, for God's sake.
He might be the one that's about to confirm.
He's on the verge of pulling out, isn't he?
No, agreeing. Mm.
He's on the verge of agreeing.
Maybe.
He's on the verge of deciding whether he can agree.
Yeah.
He's on the verge of going, what is it again? What show is it?
We'll have news tomorrow.
Tell him to get his ass in here. Louis, by the way, said he and Sharon want to come on the show this week.
Great, 2-for-1, brilliant.
In seriousness now, I will do that.
But they always say that to you, Chris. They're polite to you. When
he texts me 3:30 in the morning going, me and Sharon are in the Dorchester getting drunk, we want to come on your show. So, yeah, but, well, we'll find out.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I'll call him later.
Is Rachel back tomorrow?
She is.
No, damn.
I hope she's got my roll mop herring.
Yeah, my Billy bookcase.
The reason Rachel isn't here today is because she's in where? Sweden?
Sweden, yeah.
And she's flying back today, which means that Alad was producing today, but then Rachel's back tomorrow. Never mind.
She saw today coming, didn't she?
Yeah. What, with Biggins? Hey, a lot of love for Biggins on the text. You know, it wouldn't surprise me, Alad, if loads of listeners who enjoyed today's show rang the BBC duty officer and said, I'd like to put down on the record on the BBC duty log how much I enjoyed the Chris Moore show today.
That'd be great if they did.
I mean, if they did,
not,
I mean, I'm not saying they should, but no. I'm saying if they did, that'd be great.